Next Tuesday, let's talk. Today we're going to look at the Messiah. What do Jews and Christians think about the Messiah? What is their understanding of who the Messiah is and what he is like? The issue of the Messiah is a complex one that is colored by time, tradition, misinformation, culture, scripture, and personal beliefs and desires. The controversy surrounding the Messiah cannot be untangled with a few simple answers to a complex questions and feelings. Basically, there are two Messiahs. There is the Messiah of Jewish tradition and the Messiah of the Bible. Let's look at the two Messiahs. The Jewish traditional Messiah. In the history of Israel, the Jews saw many deliverers come and rescue them from the hands of their enemies, such as Josiah, Jotham, Uzziah, Asa, just to mention a few. A Messiah in Judaism is a savior and a liberator of the Jewish people. The concept of Messiah originated in Judaism and in the Hebrew Bible. In Jewish eschatology, the Messiah is a future Jewish king from the Davidic line. He is expected to be anointed with the holy anointing oil and rule the Jewish people during the Messianic age and the world to come. According to Jewish tradition, the Messiah is one who will be anointed as king at the end of days. The Messiah will be a great political leader descended from King David. That's Jeremiah 23, verse 5. He will be a charismatic leader, inspiring others to follow his example. He will be a great military leader who will win battles for Israel. But above all, he will be a human being, not a god, not a demigod, or any other supernatural being. Orthodox Jewish views hold that the Messiah will be descended from his father through the line of King David and will gather the Jews back to the land of Israel. He will usher in an era of peace and build the third temple. Belief in a future advent of the Messiah is one of the fundamental requisites of the Jewish faith. In summary, the Messiah will be a powerful political leader and he will be of the Davidic line. Like King David, the Messiah will be a deliverer from all of Israel's enemies. He will usher in a time of great peace for Israel. We have a biblical example of traditional messianic thinking and hope as found in the New Testament. In the New Testament, we have the example when the disciples thought about the Messiah. In Acts chapter 1, verse 6, they said to Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Note, this was the Jewish view of the Messiah both then and now. The first Christians were still confused as to the difference between the Messiah of Jewish tradition and the true biblical Messiah. The Jews, including the first Christians, believed that the Messiah would be a powerful ruler who would overthrow their enemies, set up a righteous government, cleanse the spiritual ministry of the temple system, and restore the kingdom of God to Israel. Remember, it's the disciples who said, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Several verses can support the traditional Jewish view of the Messiah. All of these supports are from the book of Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He will be descended from King David. Death will be swallowed up forever. All the dead will rise again. The Jewish people will experience eternal joy and gladness." Has not the scripture said that the Christ will come from the descendants of David from Bethlehem in the village where David was from? That's John chapter 7, verse 42. Jesus is the Messiah. The Bible clearly testifies that Jesus is the Messiah. The name Christ actually means Messiah. In Matthew 16, 20, it says, "Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ," that is the Messiah. Luke chapter 9, verse 20, "And he said to them, 'Who do you say that I am?' Peter answered and said, 'You're the Christ of God,'" that is, you're the Messiah of God. Further teachings, the Messiah would come from the seed offspring of Abraham and would bless the nations on earth. That's from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. He would be a prophet like Moses who said, "We must listen." He would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He would be born of a virgin. He would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. Righteousness and salvation are coming with gentleness. He would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our liberties. He would come again in the clouds of heaven as the Son of Man. It is the completion of the New Testament that gives us the true picture of the Messiah. In conclusion, our traditions can easily fog over the truth and our understanding of who the Messiah really is. You have a choice between the traditional Jewish Messiah and the Messiah of the Christ of the Bible. Choose carefully because your eternity depends on your choice. Be assured that the Messiah of the Bible has been clearly revealed to be Jesus of Nazareth. Only Jesus can save you from eternal hell. Put your faith in him today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus, Thank you for his role as Messiah. We pray that we will put our full faith in him and receive the blessings from you in Jesus' name. Amen.